Hello, my name is Declan Schaefer. I'm attending SUNY Geneseo next school year to major in psychology. I've been coming to Asbury since I was born. Many of you know my grandmother, Susan Schaefer, so I guess you could call me a preacher's grandkid. I went to Sunday school, helped at VBS, participated as a crucifer in many services, and did local missions and a mission trip in Washington, D.C. Asbury and the community surrounding it has been very welcoming and giving towards me and anyone else looking for a place to help them find God in their life. When I went on the mission trip to Washington, D.C., while serving at a shelter, I had the opportunity to talk to a woman who used to be homeless. She opened my eyes to the hardships she faced and the work she had done to change her life. The unique thing about Asbury is it gave me the opportunity to not just learn about giving back, but to experience it firsthand. This experience of reaching out and helping others taught me about myself, and I walked away a better person because of that. The Asbury community has shown me to always do more good. Asbury has had such a large impact on my life. The church has helped me find God through all aspects of my life. I'm very grateful for the kind people that have been with me on my journey through high school within the church. The youth programs at Asbury have helped shape me into who I am today. Thank you, Asbury, for inspiring me to do more good and work to better myself through service for others. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Spencer Anderson, and I've been going to Asbury my whole life. Youth group has by far made the biggest impact during my time here. To fifth grade me, it was a big jump from the weekly Sunday school I was used to attending. I didn't want to go, and I tried my hardest every time to get out of it. Even when I did start attending, I was rather antisocial, only vaguely remembering some of the kids I had seen during Sunday school and church events. Over time, as we did more events together, I grew closer with the kids without really knowing it. Weekly meals, annual mission trips, and various activities, all of it allowing me to make friends without even needing to do anything. That's the special thing about youth group for someone as antisocial as myself. I didn't need to act a certain way or do certain things to make friends. I just had to be myself. As we transitioned into high school and the corresponding high school youth group, the church began to feel like a home. I had more church friends than school friends or swim friends, and Sundays were always a highlight of the week. Looking back, it's crazy to see just how much this youth group, this congregation, this church has grown on me. I'll never forget the memories I've made with this incredible group of people, whether it was making popcorn every week in third grade Sunday school, or requesting the song Fix My Eyes year after year at Casa Wasco, or even the time that we stopped on our train ride back from New York City to get dinner, and Finn and I only got Pringles, much to the disapproval of the parents. From participating in VBS to helping run it, and going from baptism to confirmation and now graduation, Asbury has truly demonstrated that church isn't the place, it's the people. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Caroline Coleman, and I'm a senior at West Aroniquid High School. Standing up here today feels beyond surreal. I remember watching other seniors give their speeches and thinking to myself how I had such a long time until that would be me up here. I thought that I would know exactly what I wanted to say in my speech, how I would tell a story of one significant moment or one significant event that has happened to me at Asbury. However, that was not the case. When I sat down to write this speech, there was no one memory or one event that stuck out to me. I realized it was because my time spent at Asbury, whether it be at youth group, service on Sunday morning, the connections that I made, the lessons that I learned, was what had impacted me the most. It was a collection of things that stuck out to me as being the most significant moment at Asbury. So with that in mind, I thought the only fitting thing to talk about was my Asbury story. Asbury had always been an important place and played an important role in my family's life. My parents were married here, me and my sister were both confirmed and baptized here. But it wasn't really until my seventh grade year when I really started to get involved. My friend Riley Flynn, who graduated last year, reached out to me when I was in seventh grade and offered to take me to youth group. I'd never been before, and up until then, I was the type of person who used to just go to Sunday church services just because my family made me, and I never really had any intention of going to church for a second time on Sunday. But Riley, being the very convincing and persistent person that she was, convinced me to come with her, and I'm so glad that she did. When I walked into youth group for the first time, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't really know a lot of people, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. However, on that first Sunday night, I was welcomed with open arms and was able to meet a lot of amazing people. Since that night at Asbury has taught me so much and has been a constant in my life. It has taught me about what it means to give back and to be selfless. I've learned more about my faith, and Asbury has taught me one of the most important lessons, that love leads to life. These ideas have really impacted me and have helped me and have helped shape me into the person that I am today. And I can say for certain that I'll be taking these ideas with me in the future. During the pandemic, when all of our lives were turned upside down, something that we could all count on to provide us with not just a little bit of normalcy, but hope, was Asbury. It became a tradition in our house to watch church in our pajamas every Sunday morning. Asbury was always there for not just our family, but for our community. Asbury is a place and a community that will always put others first, whether that be helping people in need by providing them with hot meals, or clothes from the storeroom, or simply by sending a card and telling people that Asbury community is thinking of them. Asbury and all the people in it are the reason I am who I am today, and for that I'm so beyond grateful. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Haley Giordano, and I am now no longer a senior in high school, or a high school student at all for that matter. Even saying that I'm leaving my family and friends behind and going to college next year still sounds so crazy, and I honestly still can't believe it. For all of us in the senior class, we are approaching a time where many important and tough decisions need to be made. These include which college to attend, what we want to major in, whether we want to leave home next year, etc. The list seems almost endless. What I have learned is that as much as I'm stressed about what is to come and practically starting a new life at the University of Connecticut next year, as well as coming to the realization that I need to leave so many of the people that I love behind, God is always with me. Throughout the past couple of months, in order to manage all of these endless tasks I needed to complete and decisions I needed to make, I found I've often resorted to making to-do lists. To-do lists are an essential tool utilized by many to aid in the completion of tasks and organization of day-to-day life. The overwhelming responsibilities of today's society make it almost necessary to write down these tasks to be completed daily, weekly, or even by 11:59 on a Friday night when a project is due for school. Walk the dogs, go to work, study for math tests, set up UConn email address, sign up for college orientation. With three sports, clubs, a full schedule of classes, and then somehow finding time to spend with friends and family, these lists grow almost astronomically. Checking off boxes is a relief. That is, until next week rolls around and there are new tasks to add. If the purpose of a to-do list is to write down what must get done in a certain time frame, hopefully, how would one create a to-do list if the due date wasn't by 11:59 on a Friday, but rather a lifetime? What if the start wasn't Monday, but instead the first date that appeared on my grave, the day I was born? What if the list didn't end on a Friday, but rather the last date written on my grave, the day I leave this earth? What is there to do during my dash? This is something I've reflected on often as my high school experience has wound down, and it's time for me to think about goals I have for my future and how I'm going to use my brain and experiences to do more good. However, something I've realized is that when creating to-do lists for a lifetime, the possibilities are almost endless for a person like me. I'm graduating from one of the top-ranked school districts in the country. I have two parents and a loving and supportive family. I have my church family, who I know always has my back. I never have to worry about where my next meal is coming from. I am straight and I am white. These circumstances allow me to dream big, which is something many people, some of whom I've encountered throughout my life, cannot say for themselves. When reflecting about the people I met on my mission trips through church, to Texas, Washington, D.C., and even in places I volunteered around Rochester, I've realized children my age might have very different looking to-do lists, which is often no choice of their own. Theirs may include being able to feed their family or not letting the deep-rooted racial hatred affect them in everyday life. Of these individuals, one person who has changed my outlook the most is the wide-eyed, curly-haired girl with special needs that I met in Texas. After a week of hard work, I was overcome with emotion, presenting this young girl with her newly renovated home. She was filled with joy at simply calling the empty space with four solid walls her own. After flying home and walking into my room after that rewarding week, one can only imagine the newfound appreciation I had. Fit with a bed to sleep in and the luxury of privacy and quiet to easily study in hopes of becoming an engineer, I realized I'd taken this for granted my entire life. Knowing these underlying circumstances set me apart from others is hard to accept in the sense that I know I'm starting my race to success with a head start. However, since I don't need to worry about my basic needs, I'm given the opportunity to use my brain to make a difference, do more good, and check boxes off my to-do list that may not have even appeared on the list of others from the start. I'm grateful for this. But out of it also comes responsibility and motivation to study harder, explore my passions, express my opinions, and most importantly, foster change. I have realized that God has so carefully shaped me, just as He shaped all of us. And I believe my 4 years in high school has allowed me to partially answer the question, what was God thinking when He shaped me? What is my purpose? As I stated before, going on mission trips and experiences I have had in church has made me realize God has made us equally different, and that's a great thing, as it made me reflect on the gifts God gave me that make me unique, that I can use in my future to help others. I love biology and math, I love sports, I love solving challenging problems, and I'd say my grades are pretty up there as well, besides a few hiccups here and there, but it happens. As I've matured, I have realized that maybe getting that 100% on my calculus math test is far less important than using my gifts of having a voice and having my basic needs met to do what I can to make the world a better place in my future. As the cliche phrase goes, life isn't fair. It's not hard to look into the world and realize there are many problems that need to be solved. It almost scares me sometimes to think of all the hatred in the world. Yes, of course there are good things too, though, don't get me wrong. Looking around at this congregation, it's clear we are all lights and reminders that there is so much good in the world. But as a newly graduated senior, I now realize it's my turn and our turn to use our gifts to do more good in this world. My hope for myself is to use my experiences, unique outlook, and ability to understand people deeper by recognizing challenges they face as inspiration to make a difference. How I want to live my dash is in my control, which makes the future an exciting place where I can slowly but surely check off the tasks of a lifetime. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Morgan Long, and I've been coming to Asbury for my whole life. I'm told that my first time in the sanctuary was on my 1 week birthday. And I joined the youth group as soon as I could, which was in sixth grade. I have so many things to be thankful for from my time here, including lifelong friendships and memories that I'll forever cherish. Something that makes this church so unique is that it has members from all around Rochester. I've made so many friends from other schools I would never have gotten the chance to connect with if it wasn't for all the amazing programs offered through Asbury. Asbury is like home, and it's a safe place for me to try things that I would be uncomfortable doing in a larger school setting. It was here that I joined my first choir musical, and I was terrible at it. Even Carol couldn't help me learn how to sing on tune. I also learned that the only thing that you can get from being a mascot, specifically a camel during VBS week, is lice. Despite some setbacks, Asbury has helped me discover what I actually do enjoy doing, like giving back to the community. Through the opportunities at church, I'm able to help people from all different walks of life, whether it be through volunteering at the storehouse, rebuilding the stairs to someone's deck in Texas, to serving at a soup kitchen in DC, I always enjoy being able to help others. I was even able to start and hopefully finish my Girl Scout Gold Award project through the Asbury community. Something else I love about Asbury is the opportunity for growth. I remember doing things like Pretzel Sunday and VBS as a kid, and now I've spent years leading kids to the same events. Years ago, I thought Miss Paula was crazy for letting 13-year-old Declan and I shepherd around a group of 28 and 9-year-olds. But if it wasn't for that experience, I would never have been confident enough to apply for a camp counselor job last summer. Now, I work with kids in an after-school program and hope to continue working at camp for years to come. In the future, I hope to spend more time volunteering at the You Are Well Clinic, especially because I'll be pursuing pre-med undergraduate studies locally at RIT. Another one of my long-term goals is to be able to attend a medical mission trip with the community of health professionals here at Asbury. I'm forever grateful for this church and the family it has given me, and I'm glad I'll be local for at least the next 4 years so I can always have a place to go where I feel welcome. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Finn, and I will start off by saying that it is very weird standing up here. I've been sitting in the audience watching these senior sermons since as long as I can remember. I would always zone out, doodle on the bulletin, count the light bulbs in the sanctuary, play tic-tac-toe on the bulletin with Spencer or any of my other friends in the pews, thinking that my time to stand up in front of everyone was still light years away. But now here I am, standing here, wondering where all the time went. I'll be honest, I was never really much of a churchgoer. My family started bringing me here when I was very young, and I did all of the normal church activities that any other kid would do. Children's time on Sundays with Paula, musicals down in the fellowship hall, the pageant on Christmas Eve, Pretzel Sundays, and many more I couldn't even begin to remember. As fun as they were, I have to admit I was reluctant to do anything church-related growing up, and my parents had to drag me to most church events. My attitude didn't change much come middle school and high school. I was too caught up in my academic and athletic endeavors that I didn't have the patience or willingness to give church the time of day. Another reason that I felt turned away from church that I never really admitted until recently was that I felt out of place and isolated in a place so spiritual and devoted to the Bible when I myself did not share that same commitment and fidelity towards God, the Holy Scripture, and the whole religious aspect in general. That all changed now when I hit sophomore year of high school. I hit a bit of a low point in my life, and when the pandemic began, I felt more isolated than ever before. Not to mention being trapped, and I mean trapped, inside my house with the rest of my family for 3 months did not help. The one thing, though, that remained a constant source of support during that hard time was the church. My church friends, the church pastors, church parents, you name it. And I thought to myself, maybe I had it all wrong. And as a matter of fact, I did. My biggest takeaway from my childhood and the one message I would like to impart on the younger kids here at Asbury is that you don't have to be religious to belong here. People here literally just want to be your friend. They want to know how your day was, how your grades are in school, how your college applications are going, or whether or not you watched the Bills game last night. People here want to be your friend, and I don't think enough people realize that. And now I stand here, 10 years later, a little wiser and a little more mature, and I wish I had realized this sooner. So, to everyone at Asbury who is ever kind, generous, friendly, or considerate towards me as I journeyed through childhood, thank you. Thank you for being my friend. And thank you for providing me with constant and everlasting support. To any younger kids out there, whatever kids at school might tell you, church is not lame. It's actually quite cool. And I hope you all come to that conclusion sooner than I did. Thank you.